Moving into our next segment, we dive straight into discussions from our local LRMA, beginning with a massive tribute post titled, "Let's all thank Georgi Jurgunov who gave UseLlama.cpp." Users reflected on the profound impact of his work, with top comments hailing it as the software of the decade and overwhelmingly echoing simple, heartfelt expressions of gratitude like thank you, GG. Next up, a humorous and pointed meta discussion sparked by an automated bot flare announcement led into a technical observation. Reasoning underscore effort equals X high is now heavily relied upon, with users noting that the incredible performance of 27B models comes directly from the fact that they are forced to reason extensively, proving there is indeed no free lunch. There's also mounting panic and confusion regarding community commits. In the post titled "Newer Commits Removed the Qwen 35B, users discussed the alarming discovery that the 35B model was scrubbed from recent commits, all but confirming it won't see a public release. The community expressed deep dismay, with top comments reading, "What are these mind games and I will never recover," while others urged the community to raise their voices on X and Hugging Face to demand releases if open source teams want ongoing public backing. In research news, a post-titled paper claims RL for reasoning only changes 1-3% of tokens, and they replicate the gains without RL at -1000x less compute generated massive engagement. Big if true, noted top commenters, discussing how reinforcement learning edits are rare, conservative, and concentrated entirely at decision points. One highly upvoted user tied this back to Jonathan Blow's classic critique, arguing that LLMs are large language models, not decision models. The discussion pivoted to theoretical neural architectures, suggesting a spiky neural net might one day be bolted on top of an LLM to handle the latent space of decisions. Commenters also had a good laugh over the researchers naming their model ReasonMaxa, though skeptics warned that the paper relied heavily on math models already over-optimized for RL, casting doubt on whether the technique generalizes. Rounding out local LRMA, a speculative post titled "Based on an Accelerating Frontier-Local Trajectory, Expect a -30B per Mythos at Home by as soon as January 2027 mapped out historical capability jumps between frontier models and hardware-friendly open variants. While some users joked by asking for a chart predicting GPU prices by January 2027, others offered healthy skepticism, reminding the room that raw benchmark scores fail to capture deep behavioral flaws and unbalanced test suites. Transitioning to our local LLM, the conversation opens with a provocative post: "This is why uncensored open-weight models matter." The thread quickly erupted into a fierce debate on safety, prompting a top-voted plea: "I am begging everyone to understand that in no situation ever should anyone conflate uncensored with factually correct." Following that, a relatable slice of life post titled "How the Loop of Infinite Agony Started" detailed the slippery slope of local hardware acquisition. Top commenters chimed in about needing 24 gigabytes or more of VRAM, costing upwards of $1,000 just to run a 27B model at a sluggish 3 tokens per second, with others joking that local LLM communities are starting to resemble a cult. This humor continued in What Is Love, where the top punchline was simply, "The answer was 96 gigabytes," alongside references to hardware debt and cooling solutions. "Speaking of cooling, no more thermal throttling for me," featured a precarious hardware setup that drew immediate warnings from the community, "until the condensation kills the laptop." On the evaluation side, a user posted a cautionary review titled "If you use LLMs to analyze documents and apply complex logic, Qwen 3.8:27B is not for you." The author lamented that for non-coding tasks, the 27B model feels like a step backward because it overthinks, burning through massive preloads and web searches down endless rabbit holes. Community responses offered immediate workarounds, suggesting specific reasoning effort configurations like Medium, or pointing users toward alternative models like MuseGlimmer. Interestingly, legal professionals in the thread pushed back with conflicting benchmarks, noting that deep reasoning loops on local hardware scored exceptionally well on structured legal test suites, processing out-of-order case dates with stellar consistency. Over in our LLM devs, the existential dread kicked off with "Are we training our replacements?" Developers grappled with the uncomfortable reality of building autonomous agents, RAG systems, and AI coders that one day might displace their creators. While some adopted a nihilistic view that megacorporations invested trillions strictly to cut out low-value human capital, others argued for riding the wave rather than fighting it, drawing historical parallels to assembly programmers scoffing at early compilers. Architecture and tooling took center stage in the next few posts. A developer sharing an agent design for decision-making under uncertainty received deep technical feedback on Bayesian layers versus simple calibrated score thresholds, plat scaling, and weekly canary evils to detect distribution drift. Meanwhile, another dev showcased SkillSAI, a new open-source static analyzer in TypeScript designed to measure the always-on context cost of instruction files like Claude and Agent Markdown guides, auditing them for spec conformance before a user even types a prompt. The developer thread for those who don't let agents touch prod or money, has that line ever moved? Sparked intense debate. One user humorously compared the question to strapping dynamite to oneself, while another argued that the true metric for moving the automation line isn't clean run counts, but reversibility. If an autoscale action can be completely undone in under a minute with a hard cost ceiling, approval workflows can thin out. If it's a database schema change that breaks irreversibly, the human stays firmly in the loop. Diving into our Llama, users are thoroughly impressed with local setups, as highlighted in Mindblow with Qwen 3.8 running via Klein and VSC on a mobile 5090. The user emphasized that they want a car they can actively drive rather than a fully autonomous vehicle, praising the iterative step-by-step development experience despite occasional task deviation hiccups. Cloud availability also sparked friction, with users complaining in need for better models on Llama Cloud that the platform is lagging behind with older iterations of Qwen. Commenters debated the logistical nightmares of cloud hardware infrastructure, noting that continually adding cutting-edge open-source models while keeping legacy favorites online is a massive balancing act. Local fine-tuning enthusiasts received a massive win with a post titled "Created a 309K Turkish Python Instruction Dataset to Fine-Tune Custom Coding Models for Llama and Llama.cpp." Published on Hugging Face by Bicismo, this massive dataset aims to solve the poor performance of generic translated instructions by providing native Turkish coding data for LoRa and Unsloth workflows. Finally, brief optimization notes highlighted gains of up to 3x inference speed running Llama on integrated GPUs rather than raw CPU, alongside another loving nod to Georgi Jurgenov and the foundational legacy of Llama.cpp.